A visit with New York photographer Helen Levitt takes you up four flights of stairs in her Greenwich Village brownstone to the small apartment where she's lived for the past 35 years or so. Levitt is 88 years old now. Her companion is a yellow tabby named Binky. Nothing much seems to have changed over the decades. There's a tiny galley kitchen. The furniture is spare and worn. On one wall, there's a photo clipped from a magazine long ago showing a mother gorilla dangling her baby. Helen Levitt loves animals, but there are none of her own pictures, the lyric New York street scenes that she's best known for.
I know what they look like. I don't want to look at them all the time.
Helen Levitt is considered a photographer's photographer, little known by the public but revered by fellow photographers. Ms. Levitt has never sought fame. She's intensely private. She doesn't enjoy talking about her life, doesn't find it terribly interesting. But Helen Levitt has led a remarkable life. She worked closely with and befriended James Agee and Walker Evans. She learned from Henri Cartier-Bresson. And Levitt created some of the most indelible photographs of New York street scenes in the 1930s and 40s. It was a time when indoor temptations didn't yet lure people off the street. Levitt would walk all over the city, shooting for the most part in the streets of Spanish Harlem.
It was a very good neighborhood for taking pictures in those days because that was before television. There was a lot happening. And then the older people would sometimes be sitting out on the stoops because of the heat. They didn't have air conditioning in those days. This was, don't forget, in the late 30s. So those neighborhoods were very active.
James Agee, in his foreword to Levitt's book of photographs, A Way of Seeing, called her pictures a major poetic work. They combine, he wrote, into a unified view of the world, an uninsistent but irrefutable manifesto of a way of seeing. Levitt's photographs are tender and witty and intimate. Many are of children. Children at play, urchins in happy ragtag groups owning the streets. Their clothes are torn and dirty and held together with safety pins. Their toys are sticks and pieces of chalk and their own imaginations. The world is rich and magical. In one image, four young girls are caught in a suspended moment as they watch soap bubbles drift across the street.
What's going on there, do you think? What did you capture in that picture?
Just what you see.
Why do you think it is hard to talk about?
If it were easy to talk about, I'd be a writer. Since I'm inarticulate, I can express myself with images.
When you look at that picture, are you happy with it? I mean, does it give you pleasure to look at it?
I think it's a nice picture.
Helen Levitt was born in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn in 1913. She dropped out of high school, went to work for a commercial photographer in the Bronx. She started taking pictures of her own, initially looking for subjects with social meaning.
I decided I should take pictures of working class people and contribute to the movements, or whatever movements there were, socialist, communist, whatever that was happening. And then at one point I saw the photographs of Cartier-Bresson, and I realized that the photography could be an art. That made me ambitious. I wanted to try to do something like that instead of pictures with that were being used for a purpose. I was trying to approach making a picture that would stand up by itself.
Levitt met Cartier-Bresson in New York in 1935. The next year, at age 23, she bought a secondhand Leica camera like he used, 35 millimeter, small and handheld. It would allow her to slip around the streets and into scenes.
I had attached to my camera, I had a little device that fit on the Leica camera that they called a Winkelsucher, which meant you could look one way and take the picture the other. You can turn your camera sideways.
That right-angle viewfinder was just one way that Helen Levitt could blend into her surroundings, says Maria Morris Homburg. She's the curator of photographs at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Many of the pictures have a kind of miraculous quality, as if she isn't there at all. She's very quiet. She's like a cat, very slight. She moves softly. There's no imposition of a mood or a tone or a need. If the picture didn't present itself, she would not have ever forced it.
Helen Levitt's pictures make you wonder not just about that frozen point in time, but more what happened before and after. What made that small boy sitting on a curb so unhappy that he's buried his face in a hat, his friend cradling his arm in consolation? What prompted that woman to dive up to her shoulders into her son's baby carriage as he peals with laughter? Helen Levitt took what Cartier-Bresson called the decisive moment and stretched it out.
There's much more of a sort of continuous moment. You feel like there's been probably great moments all along.
Jeff Rosenheim, assistant curator of photographs at the Met, is also a good friend of Helen Levitt. He's known her for 20 years and used to play in her regular poker game. A Levitt photograph, he says, is more slippery, more fluid than a fixed point in time. It tells a story.
There's a great image of a group of kids who are playing cops and robbers. And you don't feel like there's this sort of salient moment that Levitt captured. What you feel is that this is a nonstop game, hours long, on the stoops and streets of Manhattan, and that game is continuing on and on. Or there's another photograph of a group of kids who have climbed up onto this sort of portico over a doorway of a typical apartment building, and they've shimmied up the columns, and they're, again, enacting some sort of game, a war game, if you will. But they look like a frieze on a Greek temple. They're magnificent.
Helen Levitt had a solo show at the Museum of Modern Art in 1943. She was just 30 years old. She made a short film, In the Street, a few years later, with James Agee and her friend Janice Loeb, with original piano music by Arthur Kleiner. The film captures the same vibrant street life of her still photographs. Children dance jigs and roughhouse wildly. Women are so permanently engaged in watching the street, they settle in on pillows on windowsills. For Helen Levitt, photography slipped away for a long while, for reasons that remain somewhat mysterious. She made another film in the 40s, The Quiet One. She worked as a film editor. She turned back to photography in 1959. Only to have all that work stolen by a burglar in the late 60s. Her color prints from the 70s show a different New York, still gritty though, and bubbling on the street. At age 88, Levitt still takes pictures, lately of farm animals up in the country. In her apartment, there are stacks of boxes of prints. One box is labeled Nothing Good. Another is marked Here and There.
Well, that's the beginning of maybe another book.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can I take a peek?
Nope. Can't see it. Of course, I'm unsure about it. If I were sure of that they were worth anything, I'd show it to you, but I can't.
Helen Levitt does have a new book of her old photographs out. It's called Crosstown. For more information on Helen Levitt, go to our website at npr.org.